Trading is a brutal arena where most participants lose money, yet some consistently win. What separates them? Robert Miner's approach stands apart by offering something rare, precision in a world of vague advice. While most trading books suggest buying around here or selling when overbought, Miner's methodology delivers exact entry points, precise stop placements, and specific exit strategies. This precision matters because markets don't accept approximations, only specific price orders. The foundation of this approach rests on four dimensions that, when aligned, create extraordinary probability: momentum, pattern recognition, price projections, and time analysis. When these four elements converge, they identify market conditions where risk is minimal and reward potential substantial. This isn't about finding a magical indicator or secret pattern. It's about developing a complete trading system that addresses every aspect from setup identification to final exit. What makes this approach particularly powerful is its universal application across all markets and timeframes, whether you're day trading currencies or investing in commodities for months. Trade with the trend requires objectively identifying trend direction and stage. Miner's solution aligns larger timeframe momentum for direction with smaller timeframe momentum reversals for entries. Position traders might use weekly charts for direction and daily charts for timing, while day traders might use 60-minute charts for direction and 15-minute charts for execution. This approach creates a powerful filter that improves trading odds. While momentum indicates direction, pattern recognition determines market position. Miner simplifies Elliott wave analysis into practical guidelines. The overlap guideline identifies corrections. When a market makes a new high or low, then trades back into a prior section's range, it's likely making a correction. Corrections typically form at least three distinct swings, ABC patterns, with wave C exceeding wave A's extreme. For trends, Miner focuses on five wave patterns with three guidelines. Wave 2 cannot exceed wave 1's beginning. Wave 3 cannot be the shortest of waves 1, 3, and 5. And wave 4 cannot close daily into wave 1's range. Once waves 1 through 4 are confirmed, the trend is in its final stages, allowing traders to prepare for reversals when most traders are extremely bullish at tops or bearish at bottoms. While many traders use basic Fibonacci retracements, Miner's approach identifies narrow-range price targets for trend reversals in advance. His method uses multiple geometric ratios, 0.382, 0.5, 0.618, and 0.786, to pinpoint specific retracement levels where corrections in active markets typically end. The key challenge is determining which specific retracement will complete a correction before it happens. Miner combines internal retracements with alternate price projections, APPs, and external retracements to create narrow target zones. When projections from different methods converge, they form high-probability reversal targets. Miner's dynamic time strategies improve upon traditional cycle analysis by recognizing that market timing follows proportional relationships rather than static cycles. Time retracements apply Fibonacci ratios to the time axis, with the 38% to 62% zone being particularly significant. Alternate time projections, ATPs, refine timing by comparing time ranges of similar swings. These strategies become most effective when multiple time projections converge alongside traditional indicators and pattern completion points. Even perfect analysis requires effective execution. Miner presents two objective entry strategies with precise entry prices and protective stops. The trailing one-bar entry strategy minimizes capital exposure by requiring the market to take out the trailing bar before execution, validating the anticipated direction. The swing entry strategy requires markets to break through significant swing highs or lows in the anticipated trend direction. It typically has greater capital exposure than the trailing bar strategy, but offers higher success rates, the classic trade-off between risk and reliability. Both strategies demand market confirmation before execution, eliminating emotional decision-making. For position sizing, Miner emphasizes capital preservation as fundamental. Professional traders follow strict rules, maximum 3% capital exposure per trade and 6% across all open trades. This discipline acknowledges that even elite traders rarely exceed a 50% win rate. Calculate position size by dividing your maximum acceptable loss, 3% of account equity, by the per unit capital exposure, entry price minus stop price. Exceeding these limits demonstrates a lack of discipline that will eventually destroy your trading account. While entries are important, profits only come from closed trades. Your potential return depends on market movement, but good trade management maximizes capture. Multiple unit trading improves success rates. Exit one unit quickly for a small profit while holding the second for the longer-term trend. Four key exit strategy principles. Let trailing stops, not predetermined targets, take you out. Base exits on the same conditions that determined entry. Plan your general exit approach before entering. Be ready to adjust as the market evolves. A case study with the XAU Gold and Silver Mining Index illustrates this approach. Using a two-unit strategy, the short-term unit used momentum-based trailing stops, exiting for an 18.02 profit. The long-term unit employed wider pattern structure stops, capturing most of the bull trend for a 46.11 profit. Each decision followed logical analysis as the trend developed. Trading is fundamentally a business requiring knowledge, experience, and a solid plan. The primary reason for trading failure is the lack of a written trade plan. Successful traders have one, unsuccessful traders don't. Despite technological advances, brokers report 70 to 95% of trading accounts lose money within 6 months. Day trading's major limitation is its restricted profit potential, as traders chase ticks rather than points. Even successful day traders benefit from maintaining longer positions to capture substantial trends where the real profits lie. As W.D. Gann taught, the big money is made in the big trends. Success requires treating trading as a business, studying, developing a plan, and gaining experience. Most new traders fail through overtrading with excessive risk. Take time to develop your skills before risking significant capital. Your success depends not on finding the perfect indicator, but on developing the discipline to execute a well-designed plan with patience. The true power of Miner's approach emerges when all four dimensions, momentum, pattern, price, and time, align to identify high-probability trading opportunities. When multiple time frame momentum aligns, pattern analysis confirms market position, price projections identify potential reversal zones, and time analysis suggests an imminent turn, traders gain extraordinary confidence in their decisions. This integrated approach transforms trading from a game of chance to a structured business with manageable risks. The system works across all markets and timeframes because it's based on universal market principles rather than temporary correlations or arbitrary indicators. Whether trading stocks, futures, forex, or cryptocurrencies, the same core principles apply. Only the specific parameters need adjustment for each market's characteristics. Implementation requires patience. Start by mastering one dimension at a time, perhaps beginning with momentum analysis, then gradually incorporating the others. As proficiency grows, integration becomes more natural, leading to increasingly precise trade decisions. The goal isn't perfect prediction, but developing a statistical edge through precise analysis and disciplined execution that compounds into significant profits over time.